We learned yesterday that our longtime friend Greg Hames died of a short battle with cancer. Greg, as you may know, was a part of Northeast Report for many, many years. He would visit us once a month on Fridays to talk about music, to talk about local and regional music, to tell us who was coming up on stage, who would be playing locally and regionally, also some national acts as well. And his great focus, though, was on local and regional artists. And not only would he tell us who was playing, but he would tell us as well about their new releases and some of their older other music that would be coming up. But today we would like to remember Greg Hames, our friend and commentator on WAMC, who left us much too soon. And joining us now is news director Ian Pickus, who would help us with Greg every single time Greg would come in. He'd take the music that Greg would bring in, the CDs, he'd mix it down and make Greg's pieces with us on WAMC sound all that much better. Ian, it came as a horrible shock. We knew Greg missed his last month's appearance. He told us he wasn't feeling well. And then we come in and find this very sad, devastating news.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate because he was such a big part of what we did here once a month. And people who listened to the segment didn't see all of what went into the production of each one. But every month Greg would come in, he'd be carting, you know, five or six CDs from his own collection, having gone through and found a specific track. And his knowledge of local artists, regional artists, and national artists was really astounding. And he came in prepared every month with that. And while he was in the studio with you, I'd be pulling the music together. And we had it down to a system. We're really going to miss him. And I thought today we would listen to a segment he recorded in 2017. He did a bonus when Randy Newman was coming to town of his favorite Randy Newman covers. So let's listen back to remember Greg Hames with five of his favorite Randy Newman cover songs from 2017.
So many people made recordings of his songs that I had a hard time picking just five. But these are some of my favorite singers for the most part. And I thought maybe we'd start off, and we're going to try to avoid the obvious. Mama Told Me Not to Come, You Can Leave Your Head On, and No Short People or I Love L.A., but just some of the great songs from the Randy Newman catalog done by some really great singers, including Gene Pitney, who had a hit early on with Just One Smile.
Has been taken from me. Now I'm crying and tears don't become me. Just one smile, the pain's forgiven. Just one.
Gene Pitney with Just One Smile on our little special Randy Newman cover songs show. Okay, Greg, what's next?
Well, I also wanted to mention that Just One Smile, Al Cooper did a great version of that song as well on the debut Blood, Sweat, and Tears album, Child is Father to the Man. And another person who covered that song is Dusty Springfield, who is really quite personally one of my all-time favorite singers. She did a great version of Just One Smile, but today we're going to play her singing one of my other favorite Randy Newman songs, I Think It's Gonna Rain Today.
Scarecrows dressed in the latest styles, with frozen smiles to keep love away. Human kindness overflowing, and I think
and that was Dusty Springfield singing Randy Newman's I Think It's Gonna Rain Today. That's one of my favorite songs of his. And another person who recorded I Think It's Gonna Rain Today is the great Nina Simone. But of course, we're not gonna play her version of that because we just did Dusty Springfield's version. So instead, let's hear Nina Simone singing Baltimore.
Drunk, lying on the sidewalk, in the rain, and the people hide their faces and they hide their eyes. But
'cause the city's dying, and they don't know why. Oh, Baltimore.
Nina Simone doing Baltimore here by Randy Newman.
Just to show what a broad range of Randy Newman fans there are among musicians, we stretch from Nina Simone to the Marshall Tucker Band. And I'm not sure that there's a bigger stretch to be had anywhere.
Greg, but you've been doing this segment with us for a dozen years, and I don't think we've ever played Marshall Tucker Band in this segment.
No, I would highly doubt that we have played Marshall Tucker. I don't know that anybody's played Marshall Tucker Band on WAMC, and I will proudly be the first. And it's a song from quite a while ago, and it is, of course, just as timely today. Marshall Tucker Band doing Randy Newman's song, Mr. President, Have Pity on the Working Man.
It is cold.
Marshall Tucker Band doing Mr. President, Have Pity on the Working Man.
And now we're going to wrap it all up. One more song from the vast Randy Newman catalog. Harry Nilsson, who actually recorded an entire album of Randy Newman songs. If you get your hands on Nilsson, Nilsson Sings Newman, it's a marvelous album. And this one, we'll do one of Mr. Newman's more popular songs. Harry Nilsson singing Sail Away.
Everybody is as happy as a man can be. Climb aboard, little wog, sail away with me. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston.
Sail Away by Randy Newman, as performed by Harry Nilsson. Greg, thanks so much.
Oh, you bet, Ian. Thank you.
Little fat man with a notepad in his hand. President, say, little fat man, you need a shame. What the river has done to this poor cracker's lane. Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us.
Again, with great sadness, we have to tell you of the death of our longtime friend and contributor here on WAMC's Northeast Report, Greg Hames. Our sympathies go out to his wife and family and friends. Greg was a great musician and a great friend, and we will miss him very, very much.